those who can do fancypantsgangsters.com.
What about second rib?
PSM Media presents the Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast with Pete St. Martin.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Pete St. Martin, your cult leader. Welcome to Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast, the barrelcast that teaches you how to give a fuck. This is a voice I'm speaking in. Today's mood and date. Today's date, January 8th, 2013. It's the first episode, gradually getting back into normal voice, of the year 2013. I'm Pete. I said that already. Mood. Start off every time with a mood. I've been kind of depressed lately. Before I get into that, let me just say something. Depression doesn't have to be depressing. If you hear me say, I'm depressed today, that doesn't mean you need to get all depressed on my behalf. It's just something that I live with, okay? It's not depressing. It just happens. It just is. You don't have to attach a judgment or a value or a comparison onto it. I've just been depressed lately. I've been kind of stressed. We'll get into that in segment two. If you're listening to the show the day that it came out, Friday, January 11th, I want you to turn this podcast off and immediately go to the Triple Rock because Metallica is playing tonight. I'm in Metallica. If you don't know what Metallica is, it's a Metallica cover band, and the singer dresses like Gallagher, the 80s comedian, smashes watermelons and fruit and things while we play Metallica songs and tells jokes. So it's Metallica, The Good Bars, Def Mexico, and if you're familiar with Cape Van's mouth guitar guy, he will be there making an appearance as well. So, I don't know why you're still listening to this. Turn it off. Go to the Triple Rock. It's $8 in advance, but if you're hearing this, it's already too late, so it's $10 at the door. All right. Everybody good? Are we building a... Are you guys following me here? I had a couple weeks off, but we're still building a tower. We're still going to take over the universe. So, fuck it, Larry Charlesman. Let's do the universal truth. No one is a liar. I say that loosely because obviously there are some liars. But when you're talking about heavily charged topics like politics or not politics, religion maybe. I don't know, whatever you're fucking, you got your... Your little horse in the game. Is that an expression? Whatever your thing is that you feel passionate about, just understand that the other side is not a liar. This is coming from a tweet from Ted Nugent where he was talking about gun control. There was all the gun control talk in the news right now, and he tweeted something about Michael Moore. I don't care about either of those guys, Michael Moore or Ted Nugent. They can both kiss my butt. But he goes, try to get in my Ted Nugent voice. He goes, Michael Moore is a soulless liar. So, no, he's not. The same way I don't believe that Ted Nugent is a soulless liar because I disagree with him. The fact is, we all have an extreme bias that we're not always aware of. Everybody has bias. And when you have like an idea, something that you're behind, like you're oftentimes likely to listen to things that support your already held beliefs. So I'm guessing that Michael Moore and Ted Nugent are not getting their information from the same news source. It does not make either one of them liars. It could make both of them wrong. Doesn't mean that either one of them has to be right. I'm going to slurp my coffee. We call that a false dichotomy. False dichotomy, it's when you have the illusion that you're only presented with two choices. Mac or PC. Fucking, well, that one might be true. I guess you can go Linux. But who uses that? Republican, Democrat. Those aren't the only two things. Ted Nugent, Michael Moore. You don't have to agree with either of those people. And I think they're guilty of both guilty of doing the same thing. They probably call, Michael Moore calls people liars all the time. People aren't liars. President Bush was not a liar. President Obama is not a liar. Neither one of the, everybody thinks that what they're doing is the correct thing. Nobody just sets out, you imagine what you're saying when you're saying that somebody's a liar. If Michael Moore spent his entire life and career dedicated to something that he knows is false, you think that he really thinks that he's dedicated his entire life to something that is false? No, that is the stupidest, most psychotic fucking thing I've ever fucking heard. You just got in a bias. He's got an extreme viewpoint. Doesn't matter. You know, try to look at things from other... You can completely disagree. You can call anybody a shithead and dislike anybody for any reason that you want. But don't call him a liar because you're wrong. Commercial! Whoa! What is that? It's a guitar. How do you know how to play guitar? Go to psmguitarlessons.com and learn. I've been teaching for 12 years. Trust me, I'm awesome. Guess what else? PSMmedia.com. You want to record a music video? You want to record a commercial? You want to do a podcast? All these services are available. PSMmedia.com or just go to PeteSaveMartin.com. You're my best friend. Once again, that information is not all 100% correct in that commercial. You can go to PeteSaveMartin.com. There's stuff up there, but it's not what it's about to be. Just go there. Keep going there. I'll keep telling you to go there. And then when it's all up, then I'll let you know. Just go there every day, every hour. I need to redo some of the voiceover things. Jim Blazer is the voiceover guy for the show, for the intro and the outro. He keeps dodging me. I don't really trust Jim, so I'm not sure exactly why he's not doing these things. But I don't trust him at all. I don't trust him as far as I can fucking see him. And I can see him from pretty far away. But I don't trust him. He's a piece of shit. Whoa! That was a little harsh. But he is. You hear this, Jim? I'm going to call you a piece of shit every week until you redo my voiceovers, which I don't pay you for. Until you get on here, you're a piece of shit. All right. Moving on. So, if you've been following along, we're building a tower. We're building a gigantic thing here. Forever and Dude Jeans Barrel Cast. We're going to take over the universe. If you didn't listen to the last couple episodes, I laid it all out for you. Starting with getting as many jobs as I can. Making as much money as I can. So, you didn't hear this podcast for 2 weeks because, it was Christmas and then it was New Year's. So, I had a couple busy weeks there. In addition to that, I'm also working on Metallica show and I got another job. So, I'm up to three jobs now. The training on this new job is insane. Like, I'm training more hours per week than I will actually be working per week. It's taking me, like, over a month to try to train in on all this stuff. It's ridiculous. I'm working in a group home, doing overnights for, like, 16 hours a week. I think I put in, like, last week I worked a four-day week, and I put in 55 hours. Pat on the back. Maybe we'll get some new equipment here. Maybe I'll move into a new house. Maybe I'll wash myself. So, I got three jobs now. Work in a group home. Work with K-Fan's mouth guitar guy. And I work driving a forklift. I'm starting to really hate driving a forklift. It's not a fun job. It's pretty much outside. So when it's below zero out here and windy, there's not a whole lot of wind inside of the warehouse. But when you're driving a forklift at like 12 miles an hour, it starts to add some wind. Because there's no windshield specifically named for shielding wind. And that's what it doesn't have. But I don't know how many of you have worked a lot of blue-collar work in your days. I've definitely put in over a decade of work in a warehouse. And there's nothing more insanely life-smashing than working with assholes in a warehouse. I started off, I think everybody just by default turns into an asshole. These guys were probably pretty huge assholes to begin with. But once you, if you're working in a warehouse and you just got that shitty lighting and it's always cold and you're just doing boring, crappy work, like, you instantly just start to, everybody just hates each other. It's a ridiculous environment. And I don't like any of the people. There's a couple people I like at my job, but for the most part, I just drive a forklift and I don't talk to anybody any more than is necessary. So don't forklift ever. That's the lesson to be learned. In addition to having the couple weeks off here, there's a little bit of a rocky time happening over at the
NC Pence Gangsters.
I think Evan is having some sort of meltdown. He's way too busy. And I just want to put it out there that I think what he's doing is a great thing. I think he's got a nice little company. I hope he keeps it going. Support him over there. Go to
ncpentsgangsters.com
and support all the shows. And then send an email to Evan. I think it's Evan at
ncpentsgangsters.com.
And then tell him that... that you want to hear him do stuff. You want to keep this show going, right? You know, I find it personally offensive that I'm trying to create this inspiring barrel cast, and it has not motivated him enough to get out of his funk. So we're going to try to motivate him even more. So, Evan, go poop your pants, wipe yourself off, and then... if you need help, ask somebody. Not me. I don't want to help you, but I will. But nobody's going to help you. Evan, you're dead. Hail Satan.
Follow the Forever and Due Jeans Barrelcast on Twitter at PeteSTMarks for all the zany antics that you're sure to love. Email a picture of your penis to foreverandudejeans@gmail.com. Read what Pete thinks about your penis at Mutant Vampires, Zombies, and The Truth About Breakfast. Located at thetruthaboutbreakfast.blogspot.com. You're stupid!